Good morning. My name is Nancy Roach, as you know, and I'm the Maternal Child Health Coordinator for the Southwest region of Louisiana. Today I'll be talking with you about an innovative program we're piloting in Louisiana that engages first responders in providing safe infant sleep education as they go into homes in our communities. But first, I've been asked to disclose whether I've had any personal financial relationships with commercial interest relevant to this presentation during the past 12 months, and I have no relationships to disclose. I've been involved in public health surveillance of child and infant deaths for 8 years now, and one of my responsibilities is to coordinate the child death review panel in our region. So everything that you were saying, Terry, was close to my heart. As you know, the CDR teams identify risk factors that involve infant and child deaths, and then they go into the community to try to address those risk factors. As you can see, and I'm going to switch this. Forgot to do that. Okay. As you can see from our website banner, sudden unexpected infant death is a key issue for our teams in Louisiana. And historically, our SUID rate has been more than double the national average. We've been working on this issue for a long time, and so we're using this intervention as another way to try to reach out to our families. Our state became a partner in the CDC's SUID case registry in 2012, and as a result, we're building a stronger SUID surveillance system, just as you were hearing earlier. Prior to the SUID case registry, the infant sleep position was unknown in 40% of Louisiana's SUID cases. In the first year of enhanced surveillance, that percentage with an unknown sleep position dropped by nearly two-thirds, from 40% to 13%. So we're very proud of that, and we're excited that that's happening. And the reason is that knowing what's causing these deaths and knowing these sleep positions and other factors presents for us a better path to prevention. So we're very excited about the results that we're seeing. Another benefit of our partnership with CDC was learning about an emerging practice called Direct On-Scene Education, or DOSE for short. It started in Florida, where the Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue Department and the Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies Coalition of Broward County teamed up to reduce the number of sleep-related deaths they were seeing in their communities. Here's their idea. Equip first responders to look for unsafe sleep environments like this one when they're responding to emergencies on scene. And then after the emergency is under control, first responders can educate parents, they can remove hazards from the baby's sleep space, and they can provide a packet of resource materials about safe sleep. In cases where parents don't have or can't and can't afford a baby bed, they can connect them with community agencies like Cribs for Kids, which provides them with a pack and play to give that baby a safe sleep space. And they also get more education at that level. Because EMS personnel and firefighters are in the home, they can provide education face-to-face based on the conditions that they see. So if they were in this home, they would address this issue by removing all of the loose items in the crib that can increase the baby's risk for death while sleeping, including the stuffed animals, the loose blanket on the back of the crib, and the bumper pads. And they can explain to the parents why it's necessary for this to happen. We were very excited when we heard about this program and wanted to incorporate that into our approaches to sudden infant death in our state. So, our data to action team, and we have Jane Herway here. I want to say that she is integral in that arena. In the Bureau of Family Health, which is at Louisiana's Department of Health and Hospitals, or DHH, began writing a grant application to the CJ Foundation for SIDS. Our team looked at the rates of SUID deaths in different regions around our state, from the years 2009 through 2011, and this chart shows what they found. The Lake Charles area, which is my area, had the highest SUID rate at 2.4 SUID deaths per 1,000 live births. The Shreveport area ranked third highest at 1.6, and the Alexandria area ranked among the lowest at 1.1. Comparing the rates of SUID deaths across these public health regions was a primary factor in choosing the sites that we would use as our beginning sites for direct on-scene education, but it wasn't the only consideration. This map shows Louisiana divided into its 9 public health regions. Region 5 is shown in red, in what we call the heel of the boot. It covers the parishes of Southwest Louisiana, which Lake Charles is the largest city, and that's where I work. And Region 6 is shown in green. It straddles central Louisiana, and it's anchored by the city of Alexandria. This region had one of the lowest SUID rates. Region 5 had the highest. But these two regions have something in common, and that is a common EMS provider, which is Acadian Ambulance. And so with Acadian signing on as a DOSE partner, it made sense to include both regions. And then we also had the good fortune in Region 5 of having the Lake Charles Fire Department sign on as a partner. In Region 7, which is shown in blue up in the northeast corner, Bossier Parish EMS was willing to join the DOSE project as an unfunded partner, paying their own way, which I thought was really impressive. So our Louisiana, well, actually our DOSE partners at the level of the DOSE program would be, after we picked our pilot areas, which you saw just now, we started building a team of partners, and the DOSE partners include Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue, Lieutenant James Carroll, who trained the original group of first responders in their first attempt to get this out in the public, agreed to travel to Louisiana to train our first responder teams. Jennifer Combs, advanced practice nurse with the Broward County Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies Coalition, would coach us through the planning process over the phone and by email. Carroll and Combs are co-founders of the Direct on Scene Education Project. Our Louisiana partners included our first responders, Bossier Parish EMS, Acadian Ambulance, and the Lake Charles Fire Department. Then Cribs for Kids. We have a Cribs for Kids program in the Southwest Louisiana area. It's operated by the United Way in our region, and it's been an essential part of our Safe Infant Sleep outreach for a number of years. In fact, they have distributed more than 450 pack and plays since 2007. So they are really, really engaged. Our other partnering regions would need to identify ways to provide cribs or pack and plays to families, low-income families needing them. And then Southwest Louisiana Area Health Education Center, which is also known as SOELAHEC, would be the fiscal agent for the grant. And the Bureau of Family Health, under the umbrella of the DHH, would provide management and data support. Well, the CJ Foundation accepted our proposal, and they provided $6,000 for a one-year demonstration project. And here's how the budget breaks down. 20% covered the trainer's travel expenses, and that would be Lieutenant Carroll, our first responder from Fort Lauderdale. 15% paid his consultant fees to train our first responders. 61% went to purchase the DOSE training materials, and that includes manuals for each of the first responders in those departments. And then 3% of the budget remains to be spent before the grant ends in December. We had in-kind costs, including work done back in Florida by the DOSE co-founder, Jennifer Combs, support from the Louisiana Bureau of Family Health, and Southwest Louisiana AHEC or SOELAHEC, our fiscal agents. So, on January 15th, we celebrated the news that our grant proposal had been funded, and we began an ambitious timeline to mobilize our partners. By the end of February, we identified our training sites, began designing safe sleep information packets for the first responders to give out on scene, and we worked with Cribs for Kids to develop protocols for distributing pack-and-plays through DOSE. Through the month of March, we networked with our first responders and with the DOSE co-founders. And we made travel arrangements, printed packet materials, delivered training manuals, and made plans for efficient data collection. So this was all telescoped into a really brief period of time. In April, first responder trainings began. In all, 64 first responders received training while Lieutenant Carroll was on the ground in Louisiana. Our goal was to have all our materials and all our support systems in place so our first responders would be able to immediately start DOSE after their trainings. Even in Lake Charles, where we were able to achieve that goal, a month went by before we saw the first packet handed out and correctly recorded and reported. So now, 6.5 months later, 6.5 months past our launch date, I should say, we'll look at our progress so far. And it is a work in progress. This slide shows the number of Safe Sleep resource packets that were distributed in our three Louisiana regions from June through October of this year. A total of 15 packets were handed out and 3 crib referrals were made and fulfilled. Meanwhile, our trainings continued. Between April and May, the Acadian Ambulance Team in Alexandria activated its new DOSE trainers to train 170 EMS providers. So this would be additional providers in their region. And they began distributing packets in June. Bossier Parish EMS, on the other hand, ran into some difficulties customizing their information packets for their 7 different fire departments that they were covering. And so it took them a little bit longer to get started. And their packets started going out in July. In Lake Charles, Acadian Ambulance trained an additional 48 EMS responders. The same week, Lieutenant Carroll trained the initial 36 or 37. And they rolled out 2 days after the trainings were finished. Lake Charles Fire Department trained 4 assistant fire chiefs, and they were ready to roll out in April as well. In all, and we did some evaluation sheets with our first responders, 98.4% agreed or strongly agreed that the training format was effective and that families in their areas would be receptive to the program. In addition to providing on-scene interventions in our homes, Louisiana DOSE teams are now collecting data to evaluate the effectiveness of the model. We track the number of Safe Sleep packets that are distributed, the types of risk factors identified on scene, and the number of crib referrals that are made. This information is reported to the University of South Florida, where results from several DOSE programs that are now starting around the country are analyzed, and the risk factors we've identified to date in Louisiana with our initial launching are 3 infants without a crib. In 5 homes, the baby's crib was unsafe. It was either cluttered with loose objects or it was actually defective. 1 baby was seen as being exposed to tobacco smoke. And 2 babies were sharing a bed and or sleeping prone. And as more data like this is compiled and analyzed, the information will be able to be used to further our risk reduction efforts. So looking at our successes so far, we can certainly count the number of first responders who've received training. It's really kind of exponential. Lieutenant Carroll provided 3 trainings in Louisiana and reached 64 responders. Among those were 6 people who took part in train the trainer sessions. So they were taught how to train their peers. By the end of May, these new Louisiana DOSE trainers provided instruction to an additional 224 first responders. So there are a lot of folks out there who are doing this. In the wake of Lieutenant Carroll's visit, we also generated a lot of interest, and several cities asked us to expand DOSE to their areas. But without additional funding and staff, we really felt that it might compromise the DOSE model, and it was just too soon for us to think about expanding. But based on the buzz it's generated, DOSE has clearly struck a chord with our first responder agencies across the state, so we hope to see more in the future. And last but not least, 15 high-risk families caring for infants have received safe sleep education in their homes face-to-face from a first responder. 3 of those families previously had no crib or pack and play for their baby to sleep in, but now they do have a safe sleep space for their baby because of dose interventions. And that's what we want to see, of course. Our successes have been sweet, but as with all new efforts, there have been challenges too. We know we've impacted some of our parents who are caring for infants, but we certainly want to reach more. Our challenges: adoption can be slow, dose is a new concept, and we've added an unfamiliar component to our first responders on-scene interventions. So it takes time and frequent reminders for the new outreach to become a normal part of their routine and their culture. Data collection is an important facet that needs to be reinforced, and we've seen that actually it's much simpler when responders can record the data online while they're on scene. And some departments have that capability and some don't. So we have to kind of go with what they have. Another factor is limited staffing in some departments, because it's very important for a committed staff member in that department to be the site administrator for the dose program. And of course, sometimes they get overloaded and, you know, they have to cover all their bases. So you need to pick somebody who's really enthused about the program and really is a good leader and can energize his peers or his department. Another challenge is finding resources to provide pack and plays or cribs. And so far, at the present time, only one of our regions has this capacity, so we're still working on that. Budgeting for dose training materials can be a startup cost that might be difficult for some departments. The CJ Foundation grant we received gave us a head start, and I don't think we could have done it without them. And finally, we're all familiar with the concept of competing demands for at least one of our departments. Other pressing agency priorities resulted in a slow start, but they are getting started, in fact, training some folks today. So we feel that DOSE has potential to address Louisiana's need to reach at-risk parents and caregivers with safe sleep education face-to-face in their home environment. And we continue to learn from our successes and challenges. And here are the lessons we take away from our experience so far. It's important to understand the structure and workflow of your partner organizations and find seamless ways to integrate DOSE. Preparation prior to first responder training is critical to a smooth and timely rollout. Designing, printing, and preparing the Safe Sleep information kits and fine-tuning your data process of collection enables your first responders to hit the ground running immediately after training when DOSE is fresh in their minds. Keep in mind that uptake can be slow, and find ways to encourage EMS personnel who successfully engage in on-scene interventions. Recognize them in newsletters, through the media, at staff meetings, however you can, and there are numerous creative ways to do this. And remember that data collection must be continually addressed, because it's so important improving the effectiveness of DOSE and helping it to spread in other areas. So before I close, I would just like to acknowledge some of the folks back home who've made this project possible, and you see some of their names on this slide, and I have an additional slide, and we want to thank all of those folks so much for their help, and thank you all for your attention today. You've been a great audience. Thank you so much.